Positive discipline has gotten popular in schools across the country. But what does it look like? In a nutshell, it's a system based on rewards instead of punishment. At Floyd Elementary in Sacramento, when kids get in trouble, they use something called check-in, check-out.
Can I get you to say your first and last name?
Aubrey Galloway.
How old are you?
7.
Second grader Aubrey Galloway got put on check-in, check-out after being too disruptive in school. He steps out of class early in the day to meet with Michelle Blanton, who's kind of like his behavior coach.
So yesterday, in the very beginning of the day, you got all 2s on your card. Perfect. How do you get a 2?
For being good.
Aubrey gets rated by his teachers on different behaviors. He can get a 0, 1, or 2 on his card. 2s are the best. That's how Aubrey started off the day.
Afternoon, right after lunch, was a little tough. So today, when after lunch, I want to make sure that you're working really hard to make sure you're getting 2s on your card by keeping your hands and feet to yourself and staying focused. So I will take this back and I'll put your points on your chart for you, and you come see me after school with your card and we'll put the rest of your points on there.
That meeting she's talking about at the end of the day, that's the checkout part of this system. If students get enough points, they can earn prizes and privileges.
What did you choose?
To be Mr. Owl Helper.
Principal's helper for the day. What do you get to wear?
His hat and his necklace.
I think they really just like having somebody to check in. And so I tell them, you can come check in with me anytime. I'm here before school and after school. And when you see me, you can come give me a hug because I know that's what you want. So
that's key in positive discipline, close attention from adults, instead of removing kids from school. There's been a lot of concern that punishment like suspension is handed out disproportionately to Black and Latino students. It's one of the main reasons behind the push for positive discipline. Supporters of this approach say it can improve the social and academic climate at struggling schools like Floyd. Positive discipline has been around for over 20 years and widely researched. But some experts still have reservations.
The aim is what I'm primarily concerned about.
George Baer is a professor of education at the University of Delaware.
You know, some students will tell you that those teachers and coaches who are constantly praising you, almost regardless of your performance, are rewarding you regardless of your performance, then they don't take those rewards and the praise that seriously.
The kids I met at Floyd say they like the prizes and rewards. Fourth grader O'Shea Turner went on check-in, check-out last year, but this year he hasn't needed to be part of the program.
I still want to be.
I know you want to be, huh?
So why did you have to go on check-in, check-out?
For acting up a little.
What does that mean?
My attitude.
Attitude towards who?
Teachers.
Disrespecting teachers? That's a big no-no here at this school. Core expectations are reinforced everywhere on campus. In the cafeteria, the library, and...
Here we are in our bathroom. Now, normally you would not see a girl in the boys' bathroom, right?
Yep. Kids get behavior lessons even in the bathroom. Right now, Blanton is jammed into a boys' bathroom with a dozen fidgety third-grade boys, showing them how to use the urinal without making a mess. On the walls are signs about keeping your voice down and throwing away your trash.
I do not want to clean up pee from the floor, I'm telling you right now.
So, with all this effort, is it working? Principal Billy Eidlett says it depends on what you're looking at. He can't say that using positive discipline has helped the school's test scores. In fact, they've gone down. But he is a firm believer that this approach can work.
We cannot suspend our way out of the problem that exists at our school, and I don't think school districts can suspend their way into rising test scores or doing the right thing by kids.
Rather than kicking students out, Eidlett says his school is keeping students in. And with positive discipline, he says he's changing the experience for students and teachers on campus. I'm Robin Gee.